A Royal Abduction, written by Arthur Upfield and read by John Derham. It can be stated that the abduction of Her Royal Highness the Princess Natalie of Rolandia was an indirect effect of the Great War on the mentality of Earl Lawrence. The war broadened his mind, opened it as sunlight opens the bud of a flower. He was in his 20th year when the war broke out, and he hastened to enlist, riding some 200 miles from his father's station in the far west of South Australia, to reach the nearest recruiting depot. At that time, he was quite an unexceptionable young man, possessing no more than ordinary faults of character and many virtues which endeared him to his people and made him popular with his father's stockmen. It is said that Australia either makes or breaks the man who emigrates there. With equal truth, it can be said that the furnace of the war melted character and remoulded it, the finished product seldom being precisely what might have been expected. Young Lawrence went to the war carrying a heart aflame with ideals of patriotism and chivalry. The trenches stripped from him the first of these ideals, but not the second. Whilst he retained his consideration for weak men, women, and children, he came thoroughly to believe that rich men, singly or in combination, were fair game to be plundered by those capable of plundering. The war moulded him physically and mentally. For the 5 terrific years he spent in America as a member of the most efficient and ruthless gang of bootleggers, dope merchants, and smugglers of Asiatics with which that country ever was cursed. Not for him to be reshackled by peace with the chains of restraint and convention. Receiving his discharge from the Australian Imperial Forces in London after over 5 years of army life, he bitterly grieved his father and mother by going west to Canada, thence passing to America, where he met a man who introduced him to the ace of the B, D, and C pack, which being interpreted means the nameless head of the booze, drugs, and Chinaman gang. At the end of the first year of his association with these people, he had risen to the position of king of the B, D, and C pack, responsible to the ace for an army of some 2,000 men and women. It is not impossible that he would have dethroned the ace himself had he not fallen in love with a woman who declined his advances. So serious was this rejection that Earl Lawrence decided to quit America and to return home, there to settle down and try to make up to his people for the heartache he had caused them. But he had gone too far. The years of danger and of constant mental excitement were too many to permit calm, placid, cow-like days to be lived contentedly again.